2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Seriously, was Elvis expecting people to have sex at his wedding?
What?
Why? You guys see what I saw?
Yeah. Oh. What'd you see?
Well, in the men's bathroom at the hotel where the reception was, there was like a basket of goodies, you know, usually mint and gum and things that after the man washes his hands,
yeah,
you know, there were condoms in there.
Were there really?
Yeah, there was condoms in the men's bathroom, which leads me to believe Elvis was expecting random hookups at the wedding.
Maybe.
That's considerate.
Yeah. Safe sex.
Yeah.
That was nice of him to
nice
do that.
Sure. I'm not judging. I'm just asking the question. Was he expecting it because he was planning for it?
Did anybody take any?
No. Oh. I had my own.
Well, he must have known I wasn't traveling with anyone this time.
Oh,
because
yeah.
In my hotel room, I had lotion and a box of tissues.
Is it safe to say everybody hooked up this weekend?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
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 Everybody.
Wait, okay, let's go around the room. Okay. Greg T.
Several times.
How many?
Two and a half, really. Because I took back
half,
three. It wasn't a full
or,
three.
Half for you or half for her?
Nah, the half was my part half.
What like, does that even mean?
Like, you finished, she did.
Yeah, so twice. So the moment she landed, we got there, it was on. Then after the first day when I went to the gym and I got back and cleaned up, on again. Then the third time was like, come on already. And then that's where the half came in. Wow. So
how many days were you there?
Yeah. Not the whole time. She came in on Thursday. So it was Thursday, Friday. Friday was friggin' sensational. Friday, I even texted. I think Skiri was asking where we were if we wanted to go out. And what did I text you, right?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
I told him the text. I'm like, we just got done.
Well, first of all, he wakes me up early for breakfast. We
damn
get ready
straight
for breakfast.
Yeah.
Then we go to breakfast, and he texts me, not going to make it to breakfast.
Why not?
I decided I'm just going to go fuck.
That's right.
That's what he wrote.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
He
like,
had his
I'm like, that's great. You fucking woke me up.
I gotta be honest.
Early, when I could have had some of my own.
I gotta tell you, man, I cleaned the pipes, dude. My pipes are clean.
My God.
I swear, I need rest.
There is something like a destination wedding that really brings it out in people.
Yes,
Danielle.
Yes, definitely. But I'm trying to think, because Friday, we were crazy on Friday, too.
Yeah, that's why Friday didn't happen.
I'm saying we were like,
you
didn't do it Friday.
That's where the half comes in, because going into like there wasn't a lot of time.
I'm trying to think what time Friday it was, though, because it was afternoon or it was morning. It wasn't evening that day. I can't remember.
So Saturday,
what day?
Greg T's leading with 2.5.
I wasn't maybe 2, but not 2.5.
That's still pretty
I don't even
good,
know what
Danielle.
The hell 2.5 means.
I'll show you what 2.5
means. No.
But remember, my other half came in on Friday.
Right.
Literally.
Late Friday night.
Yeah.
So I guess mine was Saturday then. Mine was Saturday.
Good for you. Nice. Sam.
I think I have to take the lead with 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I mean, hey. Evenly spaced out, or did you have a burst of energy somewhere around there?
Pretty evenly spaced out. One morning, 2 nights, you know, we did a good job.
Cool.
Wow, that is good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Garrett?
Not to, like, one-up you. 4.
4? Wow. 4.
During and the one like weird time was that long period before we got our food at the reception.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
You went upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Garrett.
And by the way, I was next to Greg T's room. He's very loud.
The funny
him personally.
Thing was, he's so full of it. He's so full of it because
I'm cleaning my pipes.
I know I heard him, and that's the funny thing is that I heard him going at it at one point. I lowered the television. I go, I know I'm hearing somebody like get slapped or something. Like, I'm hearing it. So, but he's lying. He's saying it to cover up himself. That's what happened.
Allie tested the walls. We both checked in at the same time.
No
he goes,
way.
Do me a favor. I'm going to go in my room and scream really
that's
loud.
Right.
Let me
I test
know
the
if
walls.
I, you
that's
can
right.
hear me.
Garrett, Allie slaps you around the bedroom?
Somebody was getting slapped. That's all I know. Somebody was getting slapped.
All right, Skiri, can you talk for me?
I think I'm bringing up the rear with 0.
You didn't
have sex. No, here's why
you're not bringing up the rear.
Shut up, dick. So Robin didn't come until Thursday, and then you know me, I'm a morning guy. Friday morning, we were up early for breakfast, and then Saturday morning, just when I thought we were going to get one in,
Greg T is like, come on, let's go to breakfast, and then fucks me over.
Oh, my God.
When I could have laid in bed. Saturday was my relaxation morning. We could have had it all.
Scary Tony breakfast over sex.
I like to take my time with shit. I don't do quickies and half-ass bullshit.
He also does it on Sunday mornings, and he had an early flight on Sunday, and so that ruined
that. Was why I couldn't do it on Sunday.
I think Gandhi's going to win. How many, Gandhi?
Why? Why does everyone think Brandon and I hook up so much?
I think because I saw that do not disturb on your door.
It's a new relationship. Come on, how many?
Okay, well, he was only there for a day.
Right, yeah, he got there late.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Three.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, only the day.
She's so got the most proportional.
How about you, Nate?
Yeah. Most
I think I was tied with you. I was at four.
Good.
Nate,
yeah.
Good
Nate.
Yeah.
Shit, hey, guys. The only one who didn't have sex.
No, hold on.
Sorry. Let's give Brody
last
Brody.
Chance.
Brody's wife wasn't
one,
there. It's not
one
fair.
And a half tissue boxes.
No, so Brody was a business. Had your wife been there, would you have had sex?
Oh, absolutely not.
What about Scotty B? What are you making Scotty B on that?
Oh. Well, Scotty might have had sex until they Scotty. Didn't talk anymore.
How did you do it over the weekend? Once.
Once.
Once. Once. Okay. On the board.
Hey, you know what? That's respectable.
Yes. I think I am so proud of all of us. Good job, team.
We all had such a good weekend.
Yeah, we did.
I had a great weekend, but it didn't involve sex. Now I'm pissed.
Then you didn't have a good weekend.
I just wish my husband had been able to come in sooner. Like, he didn't come in until... He didn't get there till I think it was Thursday, late Thursday night.
All the days blur together for me.
They really do. I don't know if it's Friday. It was Thursday night, and he was only there for like 2 days. It just was so fast, but he couldn't get away from work and things with the kids. But it was just, I wish he could have been there since like Wednesday when we got there.
I got to stop putting all my stock in food.
You got to switch up your like flexibility in multiple ways. But like, come on, only in the morning, so you didn't get laid the whole time?
I know, but
you know, I will say some of that because I wanted... Here's the problem with a wedding like we had and a weekend like we had
was
there was a lot of alcohol, a lot of drinking, and very tiring.
Yeah.
And I love late night sex. Cool. I'll just come out and say it because you've been kind of turning each other on all night.
Yeah.
But I was so drunk, you couldn't really do it. So I had to rely on morning sex, which I know is a high class problem for somebody that hasn't had any.
I just remember Sheldon saying to me, how much time do we have to get your hair and makeup done? Yeah. I just remember and I went... and then I remember him at one time, it was so cute, I had blown out my hair, and I remember he says to me, is your hair okay? I said, doesn't matter, Dina's doing it later, let's go. Didn't matter, I just blew it out.
At least Greg T didn't dick you over.
No.
I did not dick anybody over.
You're using the wrong word.
Yes, he tried to dick me over many times.
He dicked Trish over 2.5 times.
I already said it.
It was very good.
I heard you.
It was great story.
The second one was the best, right?
Oh, after the gym? Dude, there was nothing better than having sex after the gym.
Why?
You go and get a great workout. You're feeling good. You're
pumped. You're looking a little pumped.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And then you get back to the gym, and you know what? It was, so she was in the shower, and I'm like, I got to go get a shower myself. So it starts there.
Wait,
and then
was she excited that you got in the shower with
her? No, at first she's like, get out of here. I got to shave my legs. I got to whatever.
Tell her, ideal image. Ideal image, and you can have all the shower sex you want.
Well, right, and then I said, throw the razor down, and let's get going. And then one thing leads to another, and I go, take off that friggin' plastic cap off your head.
The shower cap.
Get that off.
Wait a minute, your wife had a shower cap on, and you still wanted to do it?
I had to take it off, I couldn't stand it.
I really want Bang Brothers to write a porno like this. Take that shower cap off.
Hairy legs and a shower cap. Oh, so turned on.
Trish looked hot though. Yeah, I will say Trish looked
then
really
well,
good.
Then I said to her, when we got out, I'm like, come on, you brought these new shoes. Put these son of a bitches on.
Scotty said that to Amy too. Scotty said to Amy, I don't care about anything else you're wearing those shoes later on.
Uh-huh. I'm like, let me grab them heels and drive this truck. Let's go.
Did you just refer to your wife as a truck?
Yeah, man. I was driving.
Did you guys
truck.
Have another topic planned for this?
You know what? Somebody did.
Well, I had something that was really embarrassing that happened to someone else. So we had a guest at the wedding who missed the ceremony because he went to the table that had our seating arrangements first, picked up his name, saw the table he was at, and just meandered into the party room.
Has he never been to a wedding?
He sat in that party room alone during the entire beautiful ceremony.
Did he not notice nobody else was around?
He thought that people were just showing up late.
At some point, I'm going to need a name, because I have a lot of questions for this person.
Was it Uncle Johnny?
I'll give you a name when the mics are turned off.
Okay.
No, tell us.
Turn the mics off for a second.
It was not Uncle Johnny.
Turn them all off.
Hang on.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
We have even more questions.
question.
That's breakup worthy.
No, it's not, Brody. It was an honest, hilarious, unfortunate mistake.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. Why am I so early?
About that.
Just sitting here the whole time.
Who sits down at the table before the wedding?
I don't know. Maybe the biggest wedding fail I've ever heard of.
For a wedding.
Karen, what else?
Okay, so this is on my mind. I will never, ever plan another group dinner again. I'm the plan maker guy. And you, Garrett, fucked me over. And you got more
effed over than you did with your own girlfriend.
How did Garrett fuck you over?
Because Greg T said,
I had nothing to do with it.
Let's do a dinner. And I said, we got a lot of people with us. So I found the one restaurant in town, which happened to be a very good restaurant, that would accept a reservation for 20 people.
I don't know if you could say it was very good.
It was much better than where the other half ended up.
Here's what ended up happening.
Nate, you would have been pissed a bit. I said, you know what? I'm going to go around and I'm going to get everybody on board for this. All right? So here's the 20 people. And I started sending text messages out. So the place gave me the room. They said, you know what? You could have the private room. You got 20 people coming. No problem. I go take a nap, whatever. Now it's like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, I didn't hear back from anybody. I put the text out there. I made the confirmation. I got it. And then all of a sudden I hear, no. They're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Hey, Garrett, I got that dinner coming up.
No.
I've got my own thing going. Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott, I got dinner coming up. No, we're going with Jeff. Jeff, wait a second. He was on my list. No, Jeff's out too. And so was Froggy. Gandhi?
Yep.
Go ahead. Tell him your part.
I tapped out. Because it was Diamond's birthday, so I heard, okay, there's going to be a tiny little thing for Diamond if you want to go.
But that was after dinner. That was after dinner.
It was, no. It was before dinner. There was another thing. Maybe you didn't know about it.
No,
but
no, I knew about it.
It was only like five people were going to take Diamond to dinner and then go do that after.
Right. But
so I was like, I'm going to go to dinner with her. It's her birthday.
So they splintered off into the five. And then everybody else went to another place, went to a steakhouse, like 10 people.
Not me. I stayed in my room and I was asleep.
Everyone asks me to make the plan.
Yes.
And I spent a lot of time and energy on it. And then everyone backs out.
And we got dirty
looks. And they don't tell me they backed out.
Wait.
Leaving Greg T and I and Brody to go to dinner together.
And we know how that turned out. Scary. Because when it's left up to you to make a plan, you pick a really bougie, expensive place. Right. A lot of people looked at the menu. It was not bougie and expensive.
In fact, you guys paid more for your dinner at the steakhouse than we paid for our dinner.
Can I say what I want to say? People looked at the menu and they were like, no, that's too expensive for me. I can't go.
Yes.
I promise you.
Greg T said it was very expensive.
Yes. Part of the problem with Scary is he looks at bougie places and doesn't see them as bougie.
Yeah.
That's why he's bougie. When the cheapest entree was $46.
Oh my gosh.
That's not true.
Scary.
Yes, it was.
That's not true.
Listen, he's got all that money from the Huggies campaign. So I mean, he's got a lot of diaper
money
to throw around.
But then everyone be forthwright and say, "Yo, Scary, it's not going to fly." Why do I have to wait till the last minute to find out everybody dropped out?
That should be the case.
You're all a bunch of assholes. And I'm going to go right on. Fucking Scotty B is, so is Garrett and Froggy.
Hey,
all of you guys. You're all dickheads. And you guys have zero. You know, you have zero.
Get off your high horse for one second before you start cursing at anybody. You and I had a conversation 3 hours before dinner. Hey, you in? No. Allie got in just a little while ago. If she stays up until 8 o'clock, 2 hour difference. At 10 p.m., she's going to be asleep at dinner.
But tell me that early on. And only engineer Jeff said I'm out, and that was it. And I had to hear from Gandhi that Scotty and Amy were out.
I was out.
Danielle, you're not part of it because you said you were eating your room the whole time, and neither are you.
We had a nice private room that was a third full, and they were looking at us the whole night going, we gave you this room for just nine people.
Right.
I don't think you're wrong.
And Nate never committed.
I see that you're upset, and I get why you would be upset 100%. I'm just telling you, I know specifically people told me I'm not going to that dinner because I can't afford
it. But tell me that. Yeah. So I can call ahead of time and be nice to the restaurant.
A lot of people are very embarrassed to say something like that.
Yeah. Well, we're fucking friends here.
You don't sound like a friend right now. People still went and they couldn't afford it.
That was fine.
Yeah. The cheapest appetizer was pâté.
Tell me to kill
us. How much was the bill? Tell me.
You know what? A lot less than the steakhouse bill was.
Okay, so what was your bill?
I know the bill. The bill for nine people
was
$600 plus tip. $600.
Okay.
The bill for the steakhouse, I heard you all got ripped off, and it was like over $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
How many people went to the steakhouse?
Yes. Not me.
And broken down by couple, we paid $130.
Okay.
That's not bad.
$130. So it was like $20 less a person. It was the place I was going to was not bougie. That's all I'm saying.
I ate out of that
Nate
snack
was
bag.
No part of this because yeah. Nate, no. Once again, he didn't. Nate doesn't commit to
Nate
anything.
Nate went out with Dennis. I saw Nate and Heather in the car with Dennis.
That's
I was walking back from my massage.
We drove
and
by. We thought they were hookers.
Yes. Did you really?
How much would you have asked Danielle?
$1,000
for
Danielle. Yeah. Easy.
I'm not offended that we break down into smaller groups and do our own thing.
Let me ask you
but
this.
But just have the decency to come forward and say, cancel the plan.
That being said, are you glad to have gotten this out of your system?
I cleaned my pipes just now.
Was this a half or a full cleaning of the pipes?
That was a full-on clean.
I will say, I'm a little disappointed in everybody that, I would have liked to have done a dinner, let's say, with you, Nate.
I do agree.
Didn't ask at all.
We didn't have enough time.
But, I'm never considered.
But
I would have liked to have gone.
We had a dinner together on when we got there.
When you go to Greg to you, I'm going to take
Greg to you.
And I'm sorry I didn't go to that steakhouse.
Greg to you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.